There are puzzles that entertain, help people to wind down, and then there are the kind of puzzles that sizzle the brain. Then there are the puzzle pieces that relate to our beliefs, and the ones I've been collecting recently regarding the Kingdom of God are the most exciting thus far. I have often asked myself questions about the Kingdom of God, what it all means, how does it work, what is my place or job? Just like a puzzle from a box, and if you're a traditionalist, you start with the framing pieces or edges, so I, too, will start with the edge pieces. What does one need in order to have a kingdom? Well, a king for starters. People to rule and care for. And a region to exercise dominion in or over. Now, the king has some very interesting elements. He has a nature, a belief system, and an identity. The nature of a person may be better described as their character, the attributes that make up a person's strengths, weaknesses, skills, abilities, and so on. A belief system is made up of responses, which are determined by thoughts, emotions, and acts of the will. Identity, the sum total of a person's value or worth based on who or what they've been identified with throughout their life. For the Kingdom of God, our King, Jesus, has all of these elements, all of which are divine. He has a divine nature, a flawless belief system, and a holy and righteous identity. Kings have a purpose, and our King has a very unique one, which is to infuse, transfer, or build himself, which includes his character or nature, his belief system and his identity, into the people of said kingdom. 2 Peter 1:3-4 As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That means his nature, character, his belief system, and his identity are deposited into believers via the Word of God, which is where we can find each element clearly defined. Relationship, renewing of the mind, and repentance are vital keys to accomplishing this extraordinary fusion process. It begins at the new birth, or what most people refer to as salvation, or being born again. The spirit of a person becomes sealed with the Holy Spirit and the relationship begins. But it doesn't stop there. The new relationship is the platform where the Holy Spirit does some of his finest work. The scriptures call this work reconciliation. Reconciliation in the simplest of terms means to make compatible. 2 Cor 5:17-21 Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As the Holy Spirit teaches us the ways of the kingdom, we will begin to learn about repentance and renewing of the mind. Part 2 will reveal more about those elements of kingdom operations. #WordInfusionT #It's Tea Time #KingdomPuzzlePieces